hiding, can't abide the latest tidings from the tribe. It's reported, hopes are thwarted, nothing of the wonderful survives. Its resurrection is the purpose of our lives. But who can rise? How thick the lids lie on my eyes. She said, say it, go ahead, and out of planet, bay it, bay. It's the same today as any other day. I've gone astray. I've gone astray.
Wash away my trouble, wash away my pain. With the rain to shine my love. Wash away my sorrow, wash away my shame. With the rain to shine my love.
I knew there'd be haters on the comments board if I played Toby Keith, but I played him anyway because I think it's a great version of Shambhala, and he's got a real kick-ass drummer behind him. Before Toby Keith doing covering a Three Dog Night tune that they didn't write, we heard Slap Happy and Henry Cow with Strayed from the album Desperate Straits. I know you want to know more about Gary Strivant. I'm sorry, there's nothing I can tell you. There's a demo of him doing something. And let's just say it's idiosyncratic and delightful. Chip White with Excuse Me Now, and thanks again to Gus Bodenheim for doing this evening's installment of Jazz Forensics. My name is Irwin. If you want to email me, it's irwin@wfmu.org. You're invited to stay tuned to 7 Second Delay with Ken and Andy. I'll be back next Wednesday from 3 to 6 p.m. Eastern. This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM. And online at wfmu.org.
When you hear the theme song fade out,
yeah,
like this,
yeah,
it's a signal.
Usually, you point at me.
It's a signal. I haven't pointed at you in years. So, hearing the song fade out,
yeah, I thought I was going deaf.
It's your, it's pretty rapid onset deafness.
It is.
Yeah.
It's called ROD. Rapid onset deafness.
Yeah. No, it was me fading out the song, hoping that you would catch the signal and introduce the program.
Welcome to 7 Second Delay. Who am I here? I'm Andy.
Nice. Nice intro.
What line, what movie is that line from? Who am I here?
I don't know. It is familiar, though.
It's the great last scene of The Stepfather, the original Stepfather.
I have no idea what movie that is.
Donald Westlake wrote that. With Ken and Andy. Why don't we do a show? Why don't we do a show 7 seconds late with Ken or Andy? You take the left channel.
Uh-huh.
I'll take the right channel.
Yeah, we've done that.
And people can choose. Oh,
yeah,
we've done that?
Yeah, we've done it twice.
Oh, we've done it twice?
Yeah, we've done two different variations
on
it.
Oh, God, I'm getting old.
Yeah.
Have we done everything?
No. No, by no means have we done everything. Hey, we have a call.
Oh, God. Oh, God. This can't be good news.
The call's on the air, Andy.
Don't tell him. Don't tell him. Make him wait. Make him suffer.
Okay.
Wait, turn it off. Turn it off.
It's Nadia.
Hey.
Hi, Nadia.
Hi.
Oh, how fitting. How fitting is this?
Yeah, this is it's a perfect first call because Nadia is one of our regular callers.
Yeah.
And Andy is Andy has this idea that he would like to start paying regular callers.
I'm except for you, Nadia, and a couple of others.
Why?
Why? Of our regular callers, we've been unhappy with the quality of our regular callers.
Well, we
thought if we paid them.
So, Nadia, the deal is Andy's going to interview you, just a couple of questions.
Okay.
And
yeah,
will you be able to call at least every other week for a year?
Yeah. But first, I wanted to ask Andy, how did your thing go for Monk?
Oh, well, we finished filming, and now the movie's being edited. And
cool.
And I haven't seen any of it yet, but I'm going to try to do you proud. I want you to be proud of me, Nadia. I want you to tell your little friends, your hoodlum friends at school, hey, I know that guy that made that movie.
But I have a question.
Yeah.
Because
maybe you'll be able to sit at the cool table. You know, at lunch.
Monkey's on Prime, and we could only watch one episode because we got a free trial of Prime. But I don't. We don't want to pay for Prime again, me and my family, because Mark Hurst said no. So is there any other streaming platform that
well,
is on,
it's,
or is
it's,
it only on
I
Prime?
Think it's going to end up on NBC's streaming station, network called Peacock.
Can you share your Peacock password?
Oh.
No.
What? Oh, I have Peacock. We have Peacock.
Oh, okay. You have Peacock. Okay, great. Can I borrow your Peacock password?
Could I stand
no.
in your backyard and
I
just
mean,
watch
okay, sure.
through the
sure,
window?
Sure. But not in the air, not in
the. So maybe then maybe the kids at school will respect you, Nadia, if you tell them you know me.
I think they already respect me very much.
I'm not 100% sure.
Why would they not respect her?
Hey Nadia, did you have school today, or was it called off because of the smoke in the air?
We weren't allowed to go outside.
Nadia,
which was annoying because today. It was outside day.
Oh, that's a heartbreaker. Terrible timing.
Yeah.
Can you imagine, Ken, all this smoke outside on outside day?
Do you get to bank?
It was crazy. The sky was orange and green.
Do you get to bank an outside day? Like, if you couldn't use today as an outside day, can you get an extra?
No, instead of outside day, we did origami day.
Oh, that sucks! They changed outside day into origami day?
We pray.
Yeah. I mean, it was okay. We made compromise. That mine was a little bit funky, but that's okay.
We're not going to talk about origami much longer.
Okay. Well, you wanted to interview me? Go ahead.
Okay. Did you or your family or anyone in your family have anything to do with the fires in Canada, setting the fires?
No. That's a weird question, but no.
Good answer.
You answered that pretty quickly. Kind of, maybe
okay.
too quickly.
That's because I know the answer. It's no. I haven't even been to Canada in my entire life. I don't know what Canada is. What's Canada?
Do you know anything about the origin of the fires? Do you, that you're withholding from us?
No, I don't.
Okay.
I just saw the smoky air, and I was like, and then my friend told me it's coming from Canada, and I'm like, okay. And my other friend told me it's coming from South Carolina, and I'm like, which one is it?
Well, I think your drunk friend is the one from South Carolina. I think she has a problem.
Okay, well, next question.
Okay. If you knew who was setting the fires in Canada, would you tell us?
Yeah. Wait, what do you mean by, like, tell, wait, I didn't hear that properly. What? Can you repeat?
No, I'm going to move on.
No, let's say you knew that somebody set a campfire in Canada.
And it got out of control.
Right. And you knew who it was. You knew whose fault all this smoke was. Would you tell us?
Yeah, I would.
Good answer.
But I don't know who it is.
But so, if you did know, you would tell us.
I think it might be the boy who sits right behind you. What's his name? I forget his name.
Caleb?
Nobody sits right behind me. That's different.
Ooh, Andy.
Nobody sits behind Nadia.
Yes, because the teacher sits right behind me.
Oh, wait. The teacher sits behind you?
Yes.
What's it?
That's because I'm literally, I'm on one of the corners of the room.
So you have a teacher that drives the classroom like as if it was a team of wild horses. She sits behind the classroom.
No, that's not. She sits in the front. I'm in the front.
Would you say you have the best seat in the classroom?
Yes, but everybody kind of have the same seat.
I would say Nadia has the worst seat.
Because the teacher's right behind
him. In the class.
That's true, because then when I can't go.
I know. That's like me sitting here with Ken right next to me. Right. I can't get away with anything.
Everybody can see what the teacher's up to except for Nadia.
You're right. There's trouble there.
And the teacher's breathing down her neck.
Yep, it's kind of sad because I was talking to my friend. We were both done with this project, and she caught me because I didn't know she was looking at me.
Exactly.
So you could probably never set a fire in a Canadian forest without the teacher seeing you.
How does that make sense?
Makes sense to me.
Nadia's a lot closer to Canada than we are, but she's still
next question.
Still pretty far.
Okay. If you were a regular caller, which we hope you are, and I think you're well on your way because you're one of our favorite regular callers already. We're going to pay $50 a year to regular callers. That's how sad is it. What would you do with that $50?
I would probably save up until I get $300 or something like that.
Uh-huh.
Would you spend any of it on accelerant to start fires?
No, I don't think so. No, definitely
okay.
not.
She would be saving up for $300, but what would you spend the $300 on once you...
I don't know. There's just, I don't know.
Just so many good things cost $300.
An Android, a Samsung maybe, they're like $200 I've heard. I don't know.
Ken, you need $300 to get anything good.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's one thing.
Nadia, how can I or the other DJs here at FMU... Persuade Ken that we should have...
Let me just answer your question before of what I would spend it on. But I would also spend it to go watch something on Broadway.
To see a show on Broadway.
Yeah. Specifically when Beetlejuice comes back.
Beetlejuice.
I want to see that.
Oh, nice.
She wants to go see Beetlejuice.
Yeah.
So she's going to use that $50 toward a ticket to Beetlejuice.
Great answer, yes. Nadia.
Now, do you know what I dream about here and all of the other DJs dream about here at FMU?
What?
That someday we will have an outdoor day. That Ken will let us have an outdoor day. Here.
Keep dreaming.
I mean, it could happen. You could persuade him. You could write an essay to persuade him.
Well, maybe if you're a regular caller, you'd have some influence.
I mean, yeah, maybe.
All right, Nadia, I'm going to say that you're on our short list. We're going to announce who our new regular callers will be at the end of the show. But you've made our shortlist. You know what that means?
What's
that? That means we were very impressed with you and your answers to these questions.
Okay.
But we can't make a final decision until we talk to all the candidates.
Okay.
All right.
Got it, Nadia. But how is the regular caller if they've never called before? That's not.
Well, we're going to have to talk to them a little bit and get a feel for the kind of callers they would be.
Yeah, that's why we're interviewing them.
Okay, that works.
Okay, thanks, Nadia.
And by the way, before I hang up, you gotta choose me, okay? Okay.
Okay. All right.
You have to what her?
You got to choose me. You got to choose me.
Actually, she just lost a few points there at the end.
Oh, really? You're giving her demerits for saying?
She was a little pushy. You've got to choose me.
How many demerits?
Would you end a job interview with that as you leave the room? Oh, by the way, you've got to choose me.
It would certainly make the candidate stand out.
Yes, that's true. It would make the candidate stand out.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Ken Freeman. Wait, is he the one that insisted we choose him as he left the room? Yeah, that's him.
All right, we are auditioning our new regular callers, a new paid position here at 7 Second Delay, $50 a year for anybody who gets chosen at the end of the show.
We'll
to be
pay
a regular
$25
caller
up front.
And then when's the next 25 coming in?
The end of the year.
Oh, after 12 months.
Well, yeah, but okay. they have to call, wait, what is it, every other show?
At least every other show.
Every other live show.
We're not monsters.
And they have to stay on topic, right?
Right. Oh, yeah, they have to be on topic. Good point.
What else do they have to do? They can't be funnier than me.
Right.
But they must be funnier than you.
There's a lot of room there.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, they're not exactly threading a needle.
Shouldn't be a problem.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to
our next candidate. Hi.
Hello.
Hi, can we see your resume? Perfect.
I actually wanted to tell you, Andy, to go to hell.
Well, that's not a bad way to start. She knows our catchphrase.
Yep, it's Pam.
Of course, it's either Pam or someone doing an impression of Pam.
Or Aaron from Minneapolis.
Oh yeah, or Aaron from Minneapolis. That's how bad I am. Now, Pam, you also are on our list. We hope that you will apply for this position. You're already.
I don't know why you'd want me because you said the quality of the calls haven't been great from your.
No, I said with some. I said with a couple of exceptions.
At least that's what Ken said. Is he misquoting you?
No, I think what we mean is with some exceptions,
obvious exceptions. Huh? Huh?
Some obvious exceptions like you and a couple of others.
Oh.
But you are the gold standard. You are the standard the template for any.
Can I propose that for every time you don't recognize my voice, yeah, I get an additional $25?
Oh, you'd like that, wouldn't you, honey?
That seems only fair.
Yeah. Really? That seems fair to you?
Yeah. Extra $25 every time Andy forgets the name of one of our regular callers.
Not just
the name. I mean, he can't go tumbling out a list.
May I make a counter proposal?
Sure.
No.
No is not a proposal.
Well, why do we meet in the middle? Why do we meet in the middle, which I believe would be no way, Jose.
Okay. All right.
Nice try, Pam.
So, Pam, you have the opportunity now to turn your volunteer position of regular caller into a paid position.
Yeah, finally, something else on your damn resume. Finally.
I know, finally.
To fill that big gap in your resume. So,
only
Pam,
problem, what happens if I have a meeting that day?
Well, you can skip a 7 Second Delay show, but you should make it a point to be there for the next show.
Right.
We're asking you to bat 500, but we do have some questions for you, Pam. Where do you see me in 5 years? Me, Andy Breckman.
Where do I see you? That's an excellent. I see you in your masturbatorium watching all of the movies you ever made over and over and over.
Oh, you forgot one over. It's over and over and over. Yeah,
and over.
It's okay. Everyone's entitled to a mistake. Let me ask you this. Pam, what would you say is your greatest accomplishment?
Being a regular caller on 7 Second.
That's your greatest accomplishment in your life? Oh, baby, I'd give you a big hug right now if you were here. And what would you say is your greatest weakness? Sometimes you care too much. You care too much. Just say you care
too much. About 7 Seconds Away.
Yeah, you're too diligent.
You're too punctual.
I'm too diligent.
Okay, and one last question. You're doing really well. Do you think there's a difference between hard work and smart work?
Smart if you make it hard?
Doesn't matter. I don't know. But here's another one. If Tarzan was raised by apes, why didn't he have a beard?
because your beard doesn't like rub off. Apes don't have beards, do they?
Yeah.
But why did he know how to shave if he was raised by apes in the jungle? How did he acquire that knowledge?
Maybe the apes, you know how they pluck hair?
Yeah.
Yes.
Out of hair, maybe they plucked all the hair off his face.
You think the apes plucked the hair out of Tarzan's face?
Yeah, they were grooming. They were grooming him.
This chick is
nuts. Yeah, exactly.
This chick has gone crazy. All right. Interesting question. You've given us a lot to think about here, Pam.
I didn't ask you a question.
Ask me. Okay. Do you have any questions for me or Ken?
Did you start the fires in Canada?
No. No, I was in Canada at the time, but all the fires I started went out on my watch. I saw them go out.
Yeah, you were up in Canada for quite a while.
Yeah, I was starting fires. I don't deny that. I'm not sitting here denying that. It's a compulsion I have.
Okay.
But my fires didn't really catch.
Okay.
How do you know?
Well, because when I left, they were smoldering, but they seemed to be out.
Well, maybe it got windy after you left and it flared up again.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Andy, your role is to step outside and take a deep breath. Right
The fires in Canada did start towards the end of your time up there.
I can't help it. I have a compulsion. That's my defense.
How does it make you feel when you start a fire?
Warm, good, safe.
Okay.
Would you say that's your greatest accomplishment, starting a fire that impacts the eastern half of the United States?
Hey, look, I can solve this problem in a minute if anybody would ask me.
Okay.
Put out the damn fires, Canada. Hello. You know what they should get? They should get those planes. You ever see those planes? They fly low over rivers or lakes, and they scoop up water.
Yeah.
And then they fly over the fire and dunk them on the fire.
I think they
Thank you. You're welcome.
I think they have some of those.
There you go. Now that I said it, of course, they're going to take credit for it. Use the dunking planes, Canada.
Okay. Thank you for that.
All right.
You're welcome.
I will consider your consideration of me now, being a loyal listener.
Well, really quick, very quickly before we lose you. Now, this is a real question, Pam. Are you a regular caller on any other show?
What other shows are there?
You're good, honey.
Any other radio show at all?
What was the last other show that you called? I am curious.
That I called?
Yeah, that you called.
I think I called to compliment the DJ.
Where? What DJ?
I don't remember.
Was it on FMU?
I don't know.
On a different station. You were listening to a station other than WFMU.
Bitch. I didn't say that it was another station.
Oh, okay.
I didn't remember.
Yeah, I just assumed.
Don't put words into my mouth.
Just assume.
You just can't
be
trusted.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, deduct points.
How can we trust you again?
Oh, please. It was when I was calling Ken, and he wouldn't pick up the line.
So you just had to talk to a DJ. You had an irresistible urge, and so you called. You called the next station down on the dial.
Have you ever called, Andy? Have you ever called in a?
I've never called this station, this show, or any other station.
You've never called an on-air.
Show? As a kid, WMMR had like contests.
Okay, I've never
called to and been on the air.
Oh, okay.
I once called WNYC. To be on the air, and Leonard Lopate screamed at me.
Because of your opinion?
Because of my question.
What was your question? Where do you see yourself in 5 years?
It was something like that.
Leonard Lopate screamed at me.
He did. He screamed at me and hung up.
I think literally 25 years ago, they were having some person talking about elephant poaching in Africa, and I was called to ask a question.
Well, that's a taboo subject.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Wait, what can we talk about elephant poaching if you wanted, you floozy? Oh, my God. We'll talk about anything you want. You don't
maybe
have to go to other.
Your show. I just gave you an idea for a show.
We'll give you.
Be a good caller.
We'll do anything you want, Pam. Oh, my God. That really hurts my feelings.
Next week, it'll be poach talk.
Yeah, poach talk.
Honey.
Okay, honey. We'll talk soon.
Bye, Pam.
Okay, so that's Nadia and Pam.
two of our regular callers reapplying to turn it into a paid position.
Well, we could do some new blood, though, don't you think?
Yeah, although we do, you know, I was thinking today that we do have some repeat callers. We have Sam the appraiser and Aaron in Minneapolis. And
Pam does get credit for not pleading with us to choose her.
Zachary, Michael in Boston. There's a number of other.
But I want some new blood.
Okay, you want some new regular callers.
Instead of just sending Pam and Nadia $25 each. Dear God, that's going to be my night. That's going to be the.
Hi, you're on the air.
It's going to be where we land.
Hey, can't believe I got through.
Hi, who's this?
Oh, it's Zachary.
Hi, Zachary.
Oh, God, wait. We need new blood. You know, you all know the word new.
So are you telling Zachary he's not allowed?
No, Zachary, we're always happy to hear from you.
Well, thanks, Andy. Likewise.
We need people who don't have us on speed dial.
Believe it or not, it was only just a few weeks ago. I finally memorized the number.
Is this how you're going to treat your new regular callers,
You're
Andy?
Ahead of me.
The way you're treating Zachary here?
Zachary, you have to reapply if you want to be a regular caller because it is now a paid position.
That's what I heard.
I think I'm qualified. Better class of listeners.
It's been grueling, though, the interviews.
A better class than Zachary?
Yes, better class than Zachary.
Well, why don't you give Zachary your interview questions?
Okay, Zachary. Okay.
Would you consider
yourself a team player?
A team player?
Yeah.
Yeah, if I'm on the winning team.
Exactly the right answer. We certainly don't want any L7s, squares or losers.
No.
We're WFMU. We've been loser-free since 83. Am I right, Ken? Mm-hmm.
Mostly, yeah.
Yeah, we shed our last loser listener back in November of 83. We had a big party.
Yeah, depends how you define loser, I guess.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
Yeah.
Now, Zachary, what is the what kind of education do you have? You have your obviously graduated high school. Do you have your bachelor's degree or master's?
No, I'm a college dropout.
Ooh, just like Andy.
Wait, is that true?
Yeah.
I dropped out of college?
Yes, you did.
That was so long ago. I'm sure you're right.
You did half a semester at BU.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
That's right. I learned all I needed to learn in that half a semester.
Yeah. I finished the year, and then the debt. I was way ahead of this, being upset about your student debt.
Oh, yeah, you got out before you were in debt. And has it affected affected your career trajectory?
You know, it's hard to say, but I'm happy where I'm at. I run my own business now.
Oh, there you go. He's an entrepreneur.
You're liking Zachary better and better.
I do like this kid. It's really nice to meet you, finally.
Well,
Heard only good things.
You know, Zachary was one of the listeners who interviewed us while you were up in Canada doing whatever it was you were doing up there with Accelerant.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. It's so funny you said that. I wish I had used Accelerant.
What the hell did you use?
I feel so silly.
Yeah, this
Jeez, man.
It's going to be smoldering all summer, isn't it?
Did you learn nothing at Arson Clinic?
I had a truckload of kindling. All right.
Kindling.
Okay, Zachary, I have one more question, okay?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, what would you do? We're offering $50 a year, $25 up front. The conditions are you have to call every other week at least, right, Kenny?
Yep.
Or is it every other week at most? Do we want to hear from them every week?
No, I'd say every other week.
Every other week is fine.
As an average, yeah.
As an average. Well, now, what are you going to do with this $50?
I'd probably soak you with it, Andy.
I love this guy.
Huh. Hold on.
And I'd match my own soaking. I'd triple it.
Wait, I have to now consider all of this. I have to consider all these factors. I was kind of thinking you'd be going to the Broadway show. Wait, what was Nadia's Broadway show?
Beetlejuice.
Yeah, Beetlejuice. You'd be waiting and hoping for Beetlejuice to come back. Okay, so you'd soak me. You have your own business. What kind of business do you have there, Zach?
I do different work in software.
Oh, software. Fantastic choice. A friend of mine uses software and loves it.
Yeah.
A lot of people.
Love your WordStar. So.
Yeah. WordStar.
Yeah.
I don't know if WordStar is technically software. all right. Well, we're going to certainly consider your application. Thank you so much.
All right, Zachary, we're going to announce the winners at the end of the hour.
Leave your resume with the girl out front. Thank you very much for coming in.
Thanks, Zachary.
Hey, thank you, Ken. Thank you, Andy.
Okay.
We're auditioning our new regular callers.
Interviewing and auditioning, you're right. It's a little of each.
Which is now a paid position here at 7 Second Delay. Trying to class things up a bit. Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, I can't believe I got through my first-time caller. Heard you guys need some new blood.
Yeah, what's your name?
My name's Aaron. I'm from Michigan, not Minneapolis.
Aaron from Michigan, Andy.
It's a completely different
completely
Aaron.
New.
Some
yes,
shows
I
do don't.
I live in Philadelphia now.
Oh, he's from Michigan, but he's in Philadelphia.
Where were you from in Michigan?
Really?
A town called Jackson.
That's no, I know question. Jackson.
No one likes it.
No, I know all about Jackson.
There's a prison there, isn't there?
There's a prison, yeah.
And there was a big Notorious Rock Festival there. What was it called?
There was Goose Lake.
Goose yes. Lake, yeah, Goose Lake.
But yep. Now what are you doing in Philadelphia, sir?
That's a good question.
Thank you.
To make money, I currently bartend at a brewery a couple blocks from my house.
Okay.
Bartenders tend to be personable, Andy.
Yeah, they do, and they tend to have the gift of gab. Yeah, they can.
I tend to do that. Yeah, I talk too much, actually.
Aaron's got a nice voice.
He does. I'd be honored to have Aaron in our roster. Aaron, what do you hope to be doing in 5 years? You hope to own your own bar?
No, I would love to not be bartending anymore. I'm thinking about going back to school. Actually, I can't believe it. Just like the caller before, I've also dropped out of college.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking about going back, which means I'll need the $25.
Yeah.
Yeah, to pay for your number two pencils.
Yeah. Ticonderogas.
Yeah, and a spiral notebook.
Yeah, correct.
And what would you be studying if you went back to school?
Well, something functional. I was looking at it. It kind of sounds kind of boring, but... there's a program here at the community college for biomedical equipment technicians, which sounds real fancy, but I think it's just people that fix hospital equipment.
So you'd be cleaning out test tubes that are used for urine tests.
Yeah, just like bartending.
Bedpans.
Hey, Ken, maybe this guy can get you some clean urine, untainted urine.
Ooh.
You're always in the market.
Yeah.
Ken,
in Philadelphia, no way.
In Philadelphia. A week doesn't go by where Ken doesn't ask me for some urine, untainted urine.
Well, Aaron, how's
that working? Is it untainted? You've been drinking lots of cranberry juice?
It's how I'm putting my kids through college, is Ken's Ken's money.
I'm not your only customer.
No, actually, you might actually have a little kiosk at the mall, at the Short Hills Mall. Right in the middle of the mall there, the second floor.
Yeah, go to the clean urine kiosk, and if Andy's not there, just hang around a while.
Yeah, no, ask for Malcolm.
Does this pay better than Malcolm's
urine? Malcolm's urine is 94% clean.
That's good enough for me.
I know, it's good enough for everybody.
Yeah.
come to our kiosk.
Yeah, how well does this pay? This urine donation.
Doing very, very well. You gotta stay hydrated. Yeah. That's the secret of working in the urine kiosk.
Excellent.
It's about $200 per fluid ounce.
Yeah.
So it's a good gig. Good.
I can guarantee my urine.
All right, Aaron, we are impressed.
Yeah, we are impressed.
Well, do you have any more questions for me?
Do you, Uncle Ken?
Aaron, what's your philosophy of calling a talk radio show?
Oh, screw that. What's your biggest weakness?
Oh, my biggest weakness?
Your biggest weakness. You care too much. You care too much. Sometimes you care too much.
Yeah.
Sometimes you care too much.
You're too diligent.
You're too diligent. You care too much. You work
too
hard.
And you exhaust yourself.
Yeah. Sometimes you just don't know when to stop. Okay, that's a great answer.
All right.
That's the answer we were looking for.
Thanks, Aaron.
Thanks, Aaron.
Cool.
We'll let you know at the end of the hour.
He didn't declare, "I hope you choose me," as he hung up.
No.
You got to love a guy that doesn't yell, "I hope you choose me."
Well, I remember Nadia doing that. That really impressed me.
It did?
Yeah.
Her enthusiasm?
Yeah.
Okay. We have Pam. We have Zachary. Wait, how many of these regular callers can we have? How many? How big a roster? What?
We can have eight. Yeah.
Oh my God! Wait, how much is that? If it's $50.
Like, no, it's like 30, hold on. $37.50, I think.
Wait, hold on. Eight times $50. Wait, hold on.
Eight times 50.
Hold on there, buddy.
Yeah.
Give me 1 second here.
It's about $50.
Wait, 2 times 50 is 100.
Yeah, 42.
Hold on, Kenny. Give me 1 second.
$42.
I'll be right with you, buddy.
50.
I just need a. I just need a second here, Ken.
And then carry.
Ken, I'm really. Ken, I really just need some space.
Carry the. Three.
I understand, Ken.
Yeah. All right. I'll just move on.
Okay.
With the phone bank.
Okay.
While you do your mathematical calculation.
Okay, I got you.
Clever Hans.
Hold on. 50-50-50-50.
Hi, you're on the air.
1, 2, 3, 4, 8.
Hello, Ken.
Hi, who's this? 50-20.
This is your old friend, Sam the Appraiser.
Oh, it's Sam the Appraiser. Sam, how would you like to turn that volunteer position that you have as regular caller into a paid position?
I would like that very much.
But
Sam's on point.
But, Sam, we're going to have to ask you to commit, to fully commit to calling every other week. We know that that's pretty much your pattern anyway. And you have to stay on subject, which Sam almost always is on
subject. Yeah, he's on subject.
In fact, Sam came by to visit us in person.
Yes, he did. We needed help, and he lived close enough that he was able to stop by.
All right, I think I've heard enough. I'm thinking we've made our decision.
Wait, well, Pam, now we do have to go through the interview process.
That's Sam the Appraiser. He's got spunk.
He does. He's cheeky.
Mm-hmm.
Sam, have you ever called another show, another disc jockey in the last 5 years?
I have, but they're not as good as you guys, but I have, yeah.
So you're saying that it meant nothing to you.
What other programs have you called in on?
I called Sue. Ron, oh, that was a while ago. She doesn't do a talk show anymore.
Yeah, okay. And who else?
I called Do It For Me. What other talk shows do you guys have now?
I don't know. I don't know this kind of treachery.
I don't think I've called any other ones in a while. I called Bucci, I think, once.
I don't know if I can trust this guy.
Jessica, he calls other WFMU programs.
Exactly.
It's not like he's calling...
My arch nemesis.
It's not like he's calling, you know...
But it's never satisfying.
WABC or anything.
Are you saying they didn't mean anything to you, those calls?
Yes.
It's not like he's calling NPR. That's my point. Okay. Andy.
I call it the Paul Harvey.
Give him a break.
Really? When you call these other DJs, do you talk about me?
Sometimes.
Oh. Well, that's not so bad then.
Yeah.
That mitigates things, to my opinion. It's like when Bethy's out with the UPS delivery guy, she swears she's thinking about me the whole time.
Uh-huh. Oh, when she's taking her sex lessons?
Yeah, when she takes her sex lessons.
Yeah.
I'm thinking of cutting Beth off completely until she stops sleeping with the UPS guy.
No, that's... Why? She's doing it for you.
I know she's doing it for me.
She's doing it for your marriage.
But I can't say anything because I really love my UPS packages. I'm really between a rock and a hard place.
Well, you might start switching your shipping over to some other, DHL or something.
Yeah. Oh, no. I've seen that DHL guy. He is hot. He is ripped. I'm not letting them near my house.
What do you use to ship your urine? Do you use DHL or UPS?
Oh, no. My urine I hand off in person.
That's why we got a kiosk.
That's why, yeah. I'll meet you at my kiosk. Sam, you're the greatest. I would miss you terribly if you weren't part of our team. And you're certainly on our short list. Can I review our short list, Kenny?
Yes.
Nadia, of course.
Mm-hmm.
She's saving up to see Beetlejuice on Broadway.
Yep.
Pam, of course. She's saving up for Buy Yourself a Pretty Hat. Zachary, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Zachary wants to go back to school. He's not satisfied with his...
No, that was Aaron from...
Oh, Michigan. That's Aaron. Okay. Yeah. No, Zachary is satisfied with
Zachary's got his own business.
Yeah, Zachary doesn't need the $50. Oh, wait, Zachary's going to soak me.
Right, with his $50.
Oh, wait. Oh, hold on then. Wait. I hope there's room on the boat for Zachary. Okay, Aaron
from Michigan.
Aaron wants to go back to school.
He wants to go into the bedpan industry.
Yeah, that's right. And now Sam, what does Sam want to do with his $50?
Sam?
Oh.
What would you do?
Spend it on expensive scotch.
All right.
Nice.
I know what he'll do. He'll end up pledging it to some other DJ.
Some Macallan. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Pledge it to WFUV, maybe.
Sam, we would miss you terribly.
I would never do that.
Sam, you're on our short list. Thank you very much for calling.
Call list?
You're on our short. Well, you're on. We're gonna announce our new regular call. Wait, do I have to pay these people $25?
Yeah.
Oh Jesus.
They have to get me a PayPal or Zelle or something, or Venmo.
Oh no.
All right, Sam. We will announce the new roster of regular paid callers at the end of the show.
Do I have an assistant?
Okay. I really hope you'd choose me.
Yeah. Hey.
Oh, he took a page from Nadia.
He reminds me of Nadia.
He does in many ways. Maybe they'll go see Beetlejuice together. Drink some scotch afterwards.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hello. How are you today, Ken?
Good. Who's this?
This is Pete the Gardener.
It's Pete the Gardener.
Pete the Gardener.
That's what I just said.
Yeah.
Well, this guy sounds pretty chipper
for a
gardener.
He's great.
Do you know Pete?
Thank you very much.
I do.
Slightly delusional.
I do know Pete the Gardener.
Well, this guy's pretty upbeat.
Yeah.
I hate him. Do you hate him?
No, I love him.
Oh, okay.
Love? That deep?
Is it that deep? Pete, you'd like to be a regular caller? Are you ready to make that commitment to a show? You would call every other week?
Absolutely.
You'd stay on topic?
Absolutely. I would read actual books and study.
Uh-oh.
Be on topic and on point for you guys.
Hmm. Oh, he's going to make us look bad. This guy's going to read a book.
Yeah.
I don't know.
He's going to fill
as long as it has pictures in it.
He's going to fill his head up with true information.
Yeah. What the hell do we do with that?
Yeah.
I thought that's what the internet was for.
I guess it is.
Not anymore.
Now, Pete, what did you do today? What is your day job?
I don't have a day job anymore. I'm retired.
Nice.
Well played.
Although I was a UPS guy.
Oh, I knew you sounded familiar.
have you had sex with Pete the Gardener?
Hold on, I'll check my list. No. Hey, Pete, did you really work for UPS?
Yes, I did. Absolutely.
Well, you just sound... And how many years did you put in with UPS?
20 and a half. I started in my 40s.
So you were 20 and out at UPS.
Yeah, except I spent some time in an IOP, so I didn't get the 20. But that's okay. I'm out now, and I'm very happy.
And what did you do before you were turned 40?
I was basically a house painter. Although I did have a couple of other jobs. I sold dirt.
You sold dirt?
Dirt. Soil, dirt. I think he means.
Soil.
I have no use for that.
Yeah.
I
also sold security systems.
Oh, okay. Well, that's a little different. That, in case someone wanted to steal your dirt.
Or your urine, or your alcohol,
or my gasoline. My untainted urine.
Mm-hmm.
So, boy, Pete, it sounds like you've done it all. Everything from selling dirt to selling security systems to delivering packages for UPS.
Yeah, to making boxes go away.
You've done it all. That's the gamut. That's a full life.
It is. I'm all in all, I'm fairly happy with what I've accomplished so far.
You do seem very content.
I am. I've been going to...
all right.
That's okay. Getting your act together.
Getting your act together. Yes. Because you did a little drinking for a couple of years there, didn't you?
Well, maybe it wasn't drinking.
I think it was drinking.
No, it was drinking. Yeah, and it wasn't a little.
Yeah. I mean, did you ever try to get a UPS package delivered, Ken? This guy was drinking.
No, I wasn't. I was never drinking on the job.
Never drinking on the job. I would love to have this guy. You've really impressed me, and I would love to have you on our team of regular callers. You're on the short list.
Okay, Pete. Listen in 15 minutes, and we'll announce the new roster of regular callers.
I can only hope that you guys get the best roster that you possibly can get together. And if I'm part of it, that would be wonderful.
What the hell is that supposed to mean? Where do you get off with copying that kind of attitude? Jesus. Where did that come from? What did we do to deserve that?
That was it was a very kind, diplomatic thing that he said.
Oh, I heard it differently.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, maybe well, I overreacted.
Yeah, I think you did. I think you misunderstood what he
maybe
was
I did. Maybe my mind wandered. Maybe I just assumed you were insulting me.
Thank you, Pete the Gardener.
Okay, thanks, Pete.
We're looking for new regular callers. This is a new paid position
now
here.
I'm getting a little bitter about all the money I have
here
to.
On 7 Second Delay.
Why does it cost me money? Why isn't it our money?
Hi, you're on the air.
Did you lose your wallet, Kenny?
I'm on the air.
Yeah, you're on the air. Who's this?
This is your old co-host.
Your new co-host, okay.
No, our old co-host.
I'm already the co-host.
Is it what? And what's your name, sir?
Bernardo,
okay.
Well, wait.
Yeah, from Argentina, you remember me,
right? Yeah, Bernardo from Argentina. Yeah, you're from Argentina.
Yeah.
Wait, this isn't Bernardo, is it?
No, I remember Bernardo.
Yeah.
Are you calling from Argentina now?
Yeah. A little windy here.
Okay, I'm going to ask you to prove you're calling from Argentina. Without thinking much, without just say the first thing that comes to your mind, look out the window and describe what you see. Just say it right now.
Part roofing.
What did he say? Some kind of roofing?
Is that could that be Argentina?
Yeah. Houses have roofs in Argentina.
Yeah, but it's not definitive, huh? I'm still not sure.
Next to the roofing, Bernardo, what do you see there?
Some free magazines. I think one of my neighbors trying to get rid of a bunch of old magazines.
Neighbors throwing away magazines? What language is the magazine printed in? This'll get them. Quick.
Spanish,
hold
Spanish.
On.
Spanish.
Is that right?
Might be, yeah. Might be.
What time is it there?
Good question.
Same time as in New Jersey.
Oh, there. He nailed it.
He did?
Yeah, same time as here.
And what time is that?
It's winter here.
Oh, and he knew it was winter there, too.
That can't be true.
Well, it's the southern hemisphere.
No, it can't be true.
I believe Bernardo.
If it's the same time as here, it's not winter there.
Yes, it is.
It can't be winter there.
It's the southern hemisphere. So when it's summer here, it's winter there. That's the way it works.
Are you stoned?
Yes.
Are you out of your mind?
But regardless of that fact.
All right, this is a guy that thinks it's winter.
It is winter.
You want him on our team?
He's in Argentina.
I don't think that's how it works.
International correspondent,
If he flushes the toilet, which way does it go?
The same way it goes up here. We've talked about that.
It's winter in Argentina?
Yeah. Just like it's
and they're throwing away Spanish language magazines?
Yep. They're flushing them down the toilet, and they're going the opposite way that they would go up here. Now are you satisfied?
Yeah. So, Bernardo, are you agreeing to call us every other show?
Yeah, I think I call every show anyway.
He's our Argentine correspondent then.
Yep.
He'd give us an international flavor. Another perspective, Ken.
Mm-hmm.
If you could handle that.
I can handle that.
One that's not so North American-centric.
Right.
For example...
Yeah.
For example, it's spring here.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what it is in Argentina?
Winter.
This is going to rock your world. Your head's going to explode.
It's winter.
Yeah, it's winter.
Yeah. Yeah, now's the time when...
Should I flush the toilet to see which way it goes?
No, we don't care.
No, we know. We did that show already. It'll spin the same way it spins up here.
Now, Bernardo, give us one example of how you've handled a challenge at your workplace. A challenging situation. How did you handle it? What did you do to overcome it?
Gave up.
How did you overcome a big problem or challenge at work?
I think I just gave up.
Nice.
Huh. Nice.
I like his honesty.
I like his technique.
I like his passivity.
Yeah, just giving up. I ought to try that. Man, it would be a much better world, wouldn't it?
All right, Bernardo. I think we're done. We have a bunch more applicants in the hallway.
I think I just gave up.
Best answer yet.
It's the truest answer. Of course.
So, Bernardo, be listening in about 10 minutes, and we're going to announce the the new regular callers. And what are you going to say as you walk out the door here?
Please pick me.
I got nothing else going on. You know, I need this.
Yeah, there it is.
There
I got nothing
go.
Else you know? Going on.
All right. Thanks, Bernardo.
I find that that level of honesty frightening.
Yeah.
He's got nothing else going on.
Right.
He just gives up at work.
What's he
going
to do next? All that candor.
I don't know. Maybe he can swipe some of those magazines being thrown out if he's bilingual.
Hi, you're on the air.
Oh, hey. This is Evan from Montclair.
Oh, hey, Evan.
Oh, hey, Evan. Is this your first time calling?
No, I actually called back in 1993.
Oh, that's right.
Trying to do the New York Times crossword puzzle. You probably remember that, right?
That's right. But you weren't living in Montclair at the time, were you?
No, I wasn't.
I
wow,
know.
You have a great memory.
Yeah. No, it was the crossword puzzle show.
Yes.
It was,
yes.
That was like 90. Wait, that was like 92, 93. It was a while back.
It was a beautiful day, unlike today.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was the last time Evan called. Well,
yeah.
It's great to hear from you again.
Yeah,
Evan.
We were just talking. I swear, you're not going to believe this. Just before the show, Ken and I were wondering whatever happened to Evan. Have you been?
I've been good. I've been hanging in there. I'm looking. I tried to call a couple of times since then, but, you know, I couldn't get through.
Well, as a regular caller, we're going to expect you to call every other week. Even if things are slow here, and even if the topic is kind of a dud and not very interesting.
Now, what about Jewish holidays?
Oh, wait, hold on. He's a Jew.
Yeah.
Ken, we've had our fill. Look, Ken.
Yeah.
Nadia, Pam,
uh-huh.
Zachary,
uh-huh.
Aaron.
Uh-huh.
We've got him coming at our butt.
Yeah, and
That's over 50% Jewish right
now. They
there.
Have so many damn holidays.
Yeah. What do you think?
Although maybe me being a Jew will help, because you'll probably take off the same days as I would, right? Like Simchat Torah?
Well,
Simchat
we don't.
What?
Yeah, we don't take off for Simchat Torah.
What the hell are you talking about? You're babbling now.
In fact, we pretty much don't take off for any holiday, except Andy sometimes takes off for Yom Kippur, I think, right?
Well, yeah, and if Passover falls on the
yeah.
on the Wednesday.
Now, I was wondering, a year is a big commitment. I don't know if this would jeopardize my you choosing me, but would you be interested in possibly like a 6-month like probationary period?
Oh, a part-time 6 months.
We could cancel.
Well, would you? Well, what kind of money would you want up front then? Would you take half the money?
I'd actually be. Well, I would donate the $25 to WFMU.
Oh, you're diabolical.
Six-month probationary period, not a bad idea.
Okay, and we'll see how he goes, how
yeah,
he does.
Yeah.
And either way, it's open-ended. Either of us, no questions asked, can decide to.
And you would and you would agree in advance. Your feelings would not be hurt if we let you go.
No, I would feel
you're mature well, enough so, to
even
handle.
Even though I have two kids in college and I could use the money.
Two kids in college. Now, what do you do for a living, Evan?
I produce TV shows.
Oh, man, I love TV shows. Thank you. On behalf of a grateful nation, thank you.
And if you want my calling resume, I was actually the very first super caller on The Best Show.
Oh, no kidding. Ooh. Oh, okay.
Wow. He got super caller status.
Are you still calling Tom's show?
No, I got like 3 weeks later, I was yanked from super. I was the first super caller, and then I screwed up. And then he pulled me away from that.
Oh.
Well, we've never cut any regular callers loose, have we, Ken?
No, we haven't.
Our standards are much lower. You'll be much more comfortable with us.
Yeah, Tom can get away.
He's got a bit of a temper, a loose wire there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's why we love him.
He set the standard for managing callers, I think.
Yeah,
well,
put up for any shenanigans.
Yeah, and shenanigans are our middle name. We live and die.
Yeah.
By our call to shenanigans.
Yeah,
we love them.
Haven't had it legally added to my name yet, but I get what you're getting at. Or do you have any questions?
If you're interested, I'm interested.
Okay. And, well, you're on the short list.
I also don't want to keep you from all these other people.
We appreciate your flexibility.
Okay, Evan, what are you going to say as you walk out the door here from the interview?
It was a pleasure to meet you, even if it doesn't work out.
What the hell?
Nice chance to
Where do these people
guys.
Get off?
He's just being
You
nice.
Can go to hell, pal, no, with that kind of attitude.
That was meant to be nice.
Oh, it was?
Yeah. Thanks, Evan.
It sounded to me.
It sounded to me
like shenanigans.
No. He was saying it's good to meet you. Even if you don't hire me, still good to meet you.
Hey, next week, I suggest one solid hour, 6 to 7 p.m., shenanigans.
Okay.
From start to finish, shenanigans.
All right. We will reschedule Poach Talk, and next week we'll do shenanigans.
The shenanigans hour.
And what do people do when they call in on the what do our regular callers do? They just engage in...
Evan will know. Look at all our regular callers. It'll be up to them.
Okay.
The pressure's off.
They have to...
Look at the roster we have. May I review the roster? Nadia, Pam, Zachary, Evan is good for 6 months. Aaron... he's going back to school. Sam the appraiser. Mm-hmm. Pete the gardener. Good old Pete. What a chipper guy. What a cheeky chipper guy. Bernardo from Argentina.
Honest Bernardo, we call him.
Yeah, honest. Yeah, that's our nickname for him.
Old Honest Bernardo.
Hey, next week we'll give everyone, all our regular callers, nicknames.
Okay. All right, we have time for maybe one more interview here.
You know what Pam's nickname is? My nickname for her?
What?
Honest Pam. So she can duke it out with Bernardo.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, first time caller, long time listener.
And what's your name, sir?
David.
Hey, David.
Hey, David, is this really your first time calling us?
No.
No. I actually meant to say first time listener. Doesn't matter.
You had a little joke worked out, but you muffed it.
No, not really a joke.
Wait, is that a little taste of the kind of problem we're going to have with you if you were on a regular caller?
Well, I can change if you need me to.
You can be whoever we want you to be.
Uh-huh. Anyone.
He's willing to change for us, Ken. He's willing to be any kind of listener we want.
Yeah. I'm not sure if I like that.
I think that's pretty great.
Yeah?
I think it's long overdue.
Change that and become just unchangeable.
Can you become sort of upbeat and chipper? Like...
Yay!
There, he just did it.
Did you hear him say yay?
Yeah, he just demonstrated it.
That's just a taste. That's just a sample.
That was extremely upbeat and chipper.
It was. I believe the sun just came out.
It didn't sound forced at all.
Yeah. I would miss David's yay.
All right. We have a choice to make, Andy.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Wait, do I have to pay these people $25?
Yeah.
Oh, God. How did this happen?
All right,
happen?
David, thanks.
Yay. Bye.
Bye.
Good old David. I call him Honest Dave.
You can't call every one of these people Honest so-and-so.
Well, I can because of the so-and-so part is different every time.
That's true.
Okay. Nadia, Pam, David, Honest Dave,
we have
Zachary,
three, four,
Honest
five,
Evan,
six, seven.
Aaron,
so
Sam,
we have nine.
Pete, Bernardo.
We have nine, and we can choose eight. So,
we can?
Well, that's what we've been saying.
Well, look,
you have to boot somebody.
Yeah, so this is suddenly it's an episode of Survivor.
Yeah.
Suddenly it's they shoot horses. The last place person gets booted. All right. Okay, Nadia. We have to have Nadia.
Yes.
Because we can't disappoint a kid that wants to see Beetlejuice.
Well, she's a great caller.
All right. We have to have Pam because I think she's in love with me.
Right.
It would break her heart.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, David is the last caller.
We have to muster
a yay.
We have to have Sam the appraiser. Because he lives in the neighborhood, and sometimes we need help here in the studio.
And we've met him, and
he's sane.
He is sane, and he could beat the crap out of either of us.
Mm-hmm.
All right, here we go. Bernardo from Argentina. He doesn't know what season it is.
No, it's a different season.
No, he said it was winter.
It is winter in Argentina.
Hello,
in Argentina.
Take a step outside with me.
We're in the northern hemisphere. He's in the southern hemisphere.
Okay. I'm not going to argue with you.
Yeah.
And he's into one of my favorite hobbies. We share a hobby.
Snooping on magazine owners?
Giving up.
Oh, giving up, yeah.
Okay, so that's 1, 2, 3, 4.
Okay, so Bernardo's in is what you're saying.
Bernardo's in. 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, so now I'm going to list. Okay.
Okay, I do love me Pete the Gardener. Very upbeat, positive attitude.
I know, I did love him too.
Yeah.
Okay, and then we have to say yes to Zachary.
Yes, of course.
Even though he...
Zachary is our good buddy.
Even though he wants to soak me.
Great caller.
Okay, so now here's what's interesting. We have three left to choose from, and they're all new to us.
Yeah.
There's...
Aaron from Michigan.
Aaron from Michigan. He's going back to school. I kind of was very comfortable talking to him.
Mm-hmm.
I could see talking to him every other week, yeah. Couldn't you?
Yep.
I'm going to say Aaron's going to be on my yes list.
Okay. So now you have to cut either Evan from Montclair or David from Scotland.
He's from Scotland?
Yep.
The last caller?
I believe so.
Oh, I like that. I like that.
Okay.
He won't soak me because, you know, they're so cheap.
Right. And he got, he's willing to be anything you want him to be.
And he mustered a yay. And Evan did say his feelings wouldn't be hurt.
He did say that.
He claimed... to be that tough,
yeah,
that thick skin.
And he already works in the biz.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right. Well, there goes my last contact in the business. Gone.
Yeah.
So now you've hope of working again.
You've alienated Evan from Montclair. No more bookings for you.
He produces TV shows.
Yeah.
Wait, can I have him? And then
TV shows that you might have been able to get on as a guest.
I know, maybe he'd hire me.
Yeah.
What the hell is wrong with me?
I don't know.
Cutting him.
All right, so all those people are now on our payroll.
How about we cut Nadia and keep Evan?
Can't cut Nadia, no.
But Nadia cannot do either of us any good. Nadia's a kid.
She's a great caller.
She can't help us in our lives or careers.
Everybody loves her.
No, you're not even listening to me. She can't help us.
No, when we're senile and drooling, she'll be spry and
she'll
athletic, and she'll be able to feed us.
She'll push us outside. She'll push our wheelchairs outside.
Yeah, if it's an outdoor day, she'll push us outside.
Okay.
Okay.
Wait.
Hey,
Did this just cost me $200?
Yeah, we are out of time.
Jesus.
We are out of time. This is WFMU East Orange.
You can all go to hell.
WMFU Mount Hope. Stay tuned.
Wait. No, don't they have to contact you?
Contact me. Ken@WFMU.org. And stay
PayPal.
Tuned for Do or DIY. It's a pre-recorded program, Andy. I got to start it on time.
Oh, so you know it's good if it's pre-recorded.
Stay tuned for Vicky and the premiere episode of Do or DIY. yes. The premiere episode of Do or DIY.
Thank you. So may we start. So may we start. It's time to start. My time to start. They hope that it goes the way it's supposed to go. There's fear in them all, but they can't let it show. They're underprepared, but that may be enough. The budget is large, but still, it's not enough. So may we start.
So may we start.